New Moments in Science by Carl Kruzelnicki and Hidehiko Konaka. Recorded by Chris Wells,
Anita Suganin,
Jack Merluzzi,
and Carolyn Miller.
Published by Sabidol.
Chapter 1. Medical Truth. 2. Reading. If I were to quietly say the word fire in a room around a dinner table, it wouldn't cause any great distress. But if I were in a movie theater after the house lights had failed, and I shouted out the word fire very loudly, and 3 people were trampled to death in the rush, then I would be responsible for those deaths. In the same way, people who write about medical matters must be aware of their responsibilities. Providing wrong information about medical matters has a different significance and consequence from providing wrong information about gardening. Medicine is moving into a new stage in which patients are becoming much more informed, and where patients and their doctors share the decision-making and the responsibility for what happens. But one study showed that 92% of patients who were older than 62 years got most of their information about CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, from television. It is difficult for them to make an informed decision about CPR when the information they get from TV is misleading or simply incorrect. Patients now expect doctors to be much more open and communicative about treatments, options, and side effects. Doctors can use this opportunity to provide accurate information and to correct misinformation. But there is one important lesson from TV land. If you're going to have a cardiac arrest, make sure that you're on the set of one of these TV shows where miracles do happen.
3. Exercises. 2. Listening. 1. We should be aware of the dangers of providing wrong information about medical matters. 2. They will provide essential information on CPR. 3. Patients are becoming much more informed about their treatments.